Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shi'urim in the topic of Malchus Beis David. We asked in the previous Shi'ur how it was Shayich that Achya HaShaloni would be Memane Yerovam Shlohoyami Beis David Lemelech Al Yisrael. How to appoint Jeroboam, Rabbi Achya HaShaloni. Hare. איך שייך בכלל המושג של מלכי ישראל? הרי הבחירה הייתה רק בבית דוד. That was what we were marich in the previous year, that the true malchus is only malchus beis David. That's the malchus nitzchis. That's the lo yasur shevet miyehuda. That's the David zocher bekeser malchus. Anybody who is not is called a zar, as we saw in the Rambam. He's like a zar to the kahuna, such as a Yisrael, a non-based David person to the Malchus. גם כן צריך לעיין בדברי הרמב"ם בהלכה ח' שאומר שהנביא שעמיד מלך משאר שבטי ישראל. A Navi, the Rambam says, who was Mamid a Melech, Misha'al Shiftei Yisrael. And there the Rambam says, that if he was Memane, a Melech, Misha'al Shiftei Yisrael, and that Melech is Hoylech B'derech HaToiro VeHaMitzvah, V'Nilcham Milchamo Is Hashem, HaReze Melech, V'Chol Mitzvahs HaMalchus Noi Hagois Boy. Even though the Iker Malchus is to David, but he's also he also is a Din Melech. So the Rambam there says that a Melech who a Novi that was Mamidis Melech. L'choira, madu Rambam omer ech memanim Melech. Re Rambam kvar amar lenu lefnechein that you're memane Melech al yedei Novi. So we already know that. We already know the procedure. So why does the Rambam have to tell us it was Al Yedei Novi? The Rambam should have just said, a melech, Mishar Shiftei Yisrael, etc., etc. We also have to understand that it's mashma that you don't need the Beis Din HaGodol, and it's enough to have a Novi. However, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes that Ein Ma'amidim Melech Batchila Ela Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Zikeinim V'Al Pi Novi. So what's going on over here? אז נראה מבואר מכל זה שמלכות משאר שבטי ישראל היא פרשה אחרת של מלכות, והיינו מלכות מדין עונש. The malchus of other שבטי ישראל is a different parish of malchus. It's a malchus מדין עונש, like it says in Kings 1, chapter 11, Verse 33, that Achya HaShaloni appointed Yerovam because there was an Oynesh L'malchi Beis David. V'yom el Rovam kachacha asara kroim ki koi omar Hashem Eloike Yisrael hini koreas hamamlocha miyad shlomoi v'nosati l'cho asara ashvotim v'ashevet to'echad yi Eloi l'man David avdi u'l'man Yerushalayim ha'ir asher bacharti bo mikol shifte Yisrael yan asher azavuni וישתחרו לאשטורוס אלוהי צידונים, וכמויש אלוהי מויוב, ולמלכום אלוהי בני אמון, ולא הולכו בדרך דורכי לעשות היושר בעיניי, וחוקויסאי ומשפוטאי, כדוד אביב, ולא יקח את כל המלוכם יודו, כי נשיא, etc. So, Pasuk continues, but the point is that I am taking away as a punishment, the Jews were serving idols, I am taking away the kingship from Shlomo, I'm ripping it away from him as an onesh, I'm only going to leave him just one shevet, in order that the malchus of David should remain, and 10 shvatim are going to Yerovam. And this is an onesh. So mitzad echod, we see in the psukim that the bechira b'David u'beis David, the melucha, remains. You want David's kingship to continue flourishing in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the malchus of the aseres hashvotim is going to Yehovam. Koinesh lebeis David. Yan asher ozvu es Hashem v'yishtachu le'elim v'orachu b'darach ha'elish m'chukko esah u'mishpotai. Because they left the way of Hashem, they left the path of Hashem. So since this is only a malchus of Oinesh, this malchus is not existing forever. Like the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, the Malchei Beis David, Heim Omdim Lo'olam, Shenem Rakisach HaYanachon Ad Olam, V'lo Yavud Melech Mishar Yisrael, Yiposek HaMalchus MiBeisoy, Shreinemar Li'rov and Achloi Kol HaYomim. That's not a malchus of Peir and Kovetz, a malchus of Oinesh, and Oinesh on the Mishpacha Shenivcho LaMelucha. So therefore, temporarily, it's going to Yeravam, and there's not going to be a Melech Beis David, and therefore there's no Isser here of Lo Yosul Shevet Mi'Yehuda, or Lo Sochol Tzucha Lo Seis Alecha Ish Nochri, which means a king, not from Beis David. Because these are the dinim that are shaykh to the normal, the regular parish of Malchus. Malchus Yisrael is a parish of Oinesh, it's something else. And that's why the Rambam says that a Navi that comes from other Shiftei Yisrael, Melech that comes from other Shiftei Yisrael, is going to be king. And we asked, how come the Rambam says that when it comes to Navi of Beis David, it has to be with the Melech and with the Navi in the Sanhedrin. And here, the Rambam says that it's just with a Navi, but why does the Rambam, we ask, have to repeat here that it's with a Navi? I'll just say when you appoint a king. And we know there's a Navi involved. So the answer is, this is not a normal Malchus. It's a different parish, it's a din b'fnei atzmo. And therefore the Rambam has to tell us that this is Alpi Navi. Navi Shehemid Melech Mishal Shiftei Yisrael. So it's a different parish, the Rambam has to repeat it. And the Rambam says that he has a din melech only if he's going with Derech HaTorah VaMitzvah. He's not going with Derech HaTorah VaMitzvah, Poka Malchusai, even if Bishas HaMinui. He was going b'derech haTorah and mitzvah. Afterwards, he veered from the path of Torah and mitzvahs. He loses it. That's b'malchei Yisrael. B'malchei Beis David. Even if the melech is not holich b'derech haTorah b'mitzvah, the malchus doesn't go away. Malchei Yisrael, it does. It's a malchus of Oinesh. And they have to behave themselves. And that's why the Rambam says, "Aval im yamid melech mishar Yisrael tiposek ha-malchus mi-beisoy, shrei ne'amar li-rovam achloi kol ha-yomim." Can't go on forever. So in a Malchus of Oinesh, normally the Sarara goes for the generations. Goes from father to son, from father to son. But here, it doesn't go from father to son, father to son. It's going to stop because not a regular Malchus, the Malchus of Oinesh. Because really the Malchus forever belongs to David. It's only here because they didn't keep the rules, and that might also be why normally you need a Navi and a Beis Din, as we noted in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. But here, you don't need the Beis Din. Because different parish of Melucha. There's a different parish of Melucha. This parish of Melucha only requires a Navi. And since it's not in the regular parish, it has different dinim. And this Malchus is only going to be temporary because David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim Kisecha Yenachon Ad Oilam Ki V'Shem Kotshecha Nishbata Shal Yich B'Neiro Lo'ilam Voed. And the Malchus based David is eternal. Mashiach comes from Malchus based David. And we say Ani Mamin Be'Emunah Shleima B'Vias HaMashiach was from Malchus based David. That's a Yisoid. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about because this whole Indian of Malchei Yisrael, Paka Malchusam, is that really they lost? I mean, we have a lot of Malchei Yisrael who are big Rishayim. Did they have a Din Melech? Did they not have a Din Melech? So, Mirtza Hashem, we will dive into this Pelina there and we will see Neflois Ravois Mitoras Hashem. Please stay tuned. We've already seen Neflois, but we'll see more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And always to remember that Sof Tavara Kol Nishma, Et Elokim Yirav, Et Mitzvotav Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom.